it up. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Show. You also can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967, or text us at the same number. We're joined again by Pastor Joel Ellwanger, Sylvester Jackson, and Wendy Ross Daniels, as we are having a elongated discussion, and it is especially a elongated discussion because it is that important to our community, The facility that they're talking about tearing down is a beautiful facility. If you can try to envision people who've been locked up for extended periods of time and not having freedom, being released from those types of facilities, that's fenced in and guards and all of those things, and then to be able to be released into a medium security or low security prison, a facility where their family members can come in and sit at picnic tables with them. I watch it. I see these people all the time as I drive past, and see just how inviting that is to people who've been incarcerated to be able to have, you know, that kind of a opportunity to once again get back into society and to think about having that thing torn down. And from what I understand, and any of you can respond to this, there's only 100 or so reentry beds in sites like this. This is one of the only ones in the entire city of Milwaukee, maybe the entire state. And to have that torn down misses the point. I'm going to reach out to the governor, and we're going to have the governor on, and I'm going to ask him those questions that I've heard you guys pose as to why the governor has made the decision to have this torn down. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Al is still with us.
Okay, Al, you wanted to say quickly.
Well, I was saying that I used to teach classes in that facility, and they're much needed to reconnect the inmates with their families as they're trying to transition out of the prison system. In addition to that, I had to leave because I was coaching high school sports at the time, and it conflicted with my schedule. But somebody needs to meet with Secretary Carr and Sylvia Jackson.
I'm going to reach out to Secretary Carr too. So, but go ahead.
Because these are the people. Sylvia is the director of the reentry programs for the whole state.
So Al, let me say this. Miss Vos Daniels has met with them, and we'll let her go on from here, man. I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. Ms. Vos Daniels, you say what to what Al is saying?
I sure can. And Al, I'd love to have you reconnect with
Al. I'll make sure that you guys are connected.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Mr. Ingram. So, yes, we have been, the FCAB, Felmer's Cheney Advocacy Board, meets regularly with the Department of Correction staff, as well as Secretary Carr himself. Our sort of charge in finding locations and that criteria came directly from him. So we are meeting with him. But I do want to also talk about how important, and Mr. Ingram, you've touched upon this as well as Al and Mr. Jackson, as well as Reverend Ellwanger, is the need for these minimum security facilities in the cities and the communities in which people are released to. Every year, more than 2,600 people return to Milwaukee County from Wisconsin prisons. 29% of all persons who are incarcerated in Wisconsin prisons come back to Milwaukee County. So your mention, Mr. Ingram, earlier about the need for more is exactly that, right? That at the moment there are 100 beds for men at the Cheney Center and 60 over at the Marshall Shears facility. If they tear down the Felmers Cheney Center, we'll be left with only 60 pre-release beds. And this is so important to have people come back and spend the last part of their sentence in the community in which they will be living, as Reverend Elwinger said at the beginning of this program, so that they can save money for housing, get connected to jobs, get connected to maybe some alcohol and other drug mental health treatment, right? Can begin to reconnect live in person with family and friends. Get connected to organizations like Expo and Project Return and the community and other organizations that are providing good service. These men cannot do that in a pre-release center that's across the state, right? And then they're going to leave but not have the connections of the job, of the education, of the treatment in the city of Milwaukee. It's imperative that we save the Cheney Center, and maybe, I'm not a proponent of building prisons, but closing some of the maybe, you know, other facilities around the state and getting more pre-release beds so that we can ensure that people who have spent time incarcerated never return.
Hey, Pastor Elwinger, you say what?
I would agree that this is a situation where unfortunately 90% of the people in Milwaukee County are just not aware of, and there is the fear factor that we have to talk to, and that we need to encourage people to talk with their organizations and their congregations and help them to recognize that the Cheney Center is not a threat to the community, and this juvenile facility will not be a threat to the community. This, in fact, will be a plus. It will mean that these persons will be able to come back to the community as positive, productive people, and that's for the good of the community. It's more than accidental, and to be noticed that 90% of the people in Milwaukee don't even know where the Cheney Center is, much less are they afraid of their lives as they drive up Fond du Lac Avenue. This whole fear factor that even older persons buy into because they are afraid their constituents are going to be coming back on them for building a prison in their community or in their district. And we just have to recognize that if incarceration centers observe what we call restorative practices, which means that they are really trying to restore the persons in the system back to a productive life and restore the families and restore the communities, if we have those kinds of programs such as we have at the Cheney Center, this is for the good of all of us and not something to be afraid of. So we really have to talk this up in a way that helps people to understand the reality of correctional centers, especially minimum centers such as the Cheney Center.
You know, Pastor Elwinger, it is not that when they talk about building a prison, that they're talking about building Alcatraz. Because if you look at the Cheney Center, it fits in, actually it beautifies the area where it has been built. The green space and the architecture of it, enhances that neighborhood. And I'm sure if they're talking about a youth prison, it will be the same way. So I think when you use the, when they use the verbiage prison, right away people are thinking, you know, Alcatraz, and they don't want that, and maximum security. But nobody would know, because I never knew when they first put the Cheney Center up. I don't live so far from there. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea that that it was what it was until I had a chance to meet with Dr. And I'm sorry, I forgot his name. We were just talking about him earlier.
McNeely.
And he brought me in, and we sat down and we talked and we saw things. And man, it's a beautiful place. So, you know, I think people are so terrified because they hear the term prison, and they're thinking of people in, you know, black and white striped shirts and armed guards. And maybe we've got to soften the verbiage and the terminology that's being used when we talk about that. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. When we come back, Mr. Sylvester Jackson, we'll come back to you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Say.